Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Executive Editor Dave Nordman. We're joined today by reporter Mark Sullivan. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
Mark, you have a story in the Sunday Telegram about the Worcester Historical Museum launching the public phase of their new fundraising campaign. Tell us about the story.
Well, they're billing it as a new future for Worcester's past. They've raised about $8.5 million so far, they say, toward a $12.5 million goal. They started quietly about 4 years ago. Now they're launching the public phase of this campaign on Thursday, May 9th.
So I guess my question is, it was a soft opening to this campaign. What is the word? What does public entail?
I guess this is when they've raised, I guess, more than half of their goal, and now they've gone public with it, and they're inviting community members to pitch in and to help them meet their goal of expanding their programming, meeting some capital costs, and let's see, capital projects, endowment, and programmatic growth.
That was my question. Is when somebody looks to donate to a cause like this, they want to know where their money's going towards. So in this case, what is the Worcester Historical Museum looking to use this fundraiser to fund?
Well, according to Bill Wallace, who is the public face of the museum, he's been there, the executive director, since 1976. Wow. He's been there for ages, so everyone in town knows Bill. He says that their endowment currently is just shy of $15 million, and that they're part of the campaign is seeking to boost the endowment, and they've done pretty well. They've raised more than 70% of their goal toward that. He also gives some stats about the museum. They've got eight full-time employees. They've got an annual budget of about $1 million. It's a somewhat small operation, but they're trying to expand. Last year, they bought the two buildings next door to their current museum at 30 Elm Street. They bought numbers 32 and 34 Elm Street in Worcester, so they're looking to expand into that space. They've got some plans. They've also launched something they call Digital Worcester, which is a partnership with WPI and a digital portal to Worcester Historical Holdings. They've got big plans, and they're hoping people will help them out.
And some city officials getting behind this plan?
I guess Ed Augustus is the city manager is touting the job that they do. They've got other speakers coming to their opening session, so they're certainly plugging it. Now the thing is, when you look a little closer at what they're doing, they would see themselves as the institutional steward of Worcester's past, and they're now seeking millions of dollars in new support. And there are some questions that do present themselves over how they're using the resources they already have. In the midst of a major campaign, they haven't updated their Twitter site since 2013.
Wow.
They do their Facebook and their Instagram pages, they had a Tumblr site to which they posted a number of photos, and that's dead. The Pinterest site hasn't been updated since 2013. They posted a press release to their website in January. That was the first since 2013. Worcester Historical Museum mentions the news site hasn't been updated either. So clearly they've been working without a communications manager. They've had kind of radio silence going for the past 5 years. When you go to the Digital Worcester website, which has been ballyhooed, really much of it is an aggregation of links to other off-site sources. So basically it takes you off-site to city documents. So if you're interested in the 1850s Worcester sewage report, you can be sent someplace else to look at it. It's a little underwhelming in the Google age.
Right.
They have scanned some holdings. They've scanned a total of 12 city directories from the 19th century, sort of like the equivalent of scanning 12 phone books. Mm-hmm. Once again, this is a value to, to a scholar who can't make it down to the Worcester Public Library. But
Right. Once
again, it's a bit underwhelming compared to what the Worcester Art Museum or the Antiquarian mm-hmm. Society or Digital Commonwealth can offer you, which is Right. Tens and thousands of images readily shareable, at the touch of a finger on Facebook or social media. If you go to the Worcester Historical Museum, you get some low-res watermarked images that you have to pay a fee for after filing an online application.
Yeah, Mark, is there a sense that some of these, digital improvements would be part of the fundraising campaign?
Yep. Well, that's what Bill Wallace says. That's why they're having the campaign.
Okay. So it all starts off with an open house, right?
Yeah.
Did you mention the open house? I think you said that was coming up next week or something.
Yeah, that's coming up Thursday, May 9th. They're having an open house at 11 a.m. at the museum at 30 Elm Street. So they're saying basically they want to be the family album for the people of Worcester through their various new ventures, and that's why they're looking to raise the money.
Well, it's an ambitious campaign. That's the Worcester Historical Museum. You can read Mark's story in the pages of the Sunday Telegram. Well, thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks, Dave.